At 40, I became a divorced mother of one. I had to navigate the dating world for the first time in 20 years, and it wasn't a pretty picture. After a less than amicable separation, and an even more problematic divorce, I found myself on the single scene. However, the shit wasn't for the faintest of hearts. Old habits die hard, and old exes even harder. People often mistook my snarky and sarcastic personality for being uncaring or detached, but whatever. That had led to the belief that I was a cold-hearted bitch, or so I was told. My ex-husband would probably have agreed with that description. Although, I'd be willing to bet his secretary thought I was pretty freaking peachy, considering I didn't beat the hell out of her when I'd found her face deep in my husband's lap just days after he moved out. Landon and I had met our senior year at the stuffy university we both attended. I studied criminal justice and Landon biomedical engineering. Just a snippet into how boring that man was. Anyway, at that time, it seemed like a fantastic idea to marry straight after graduation. We were both driven, and the sex was great. Well, it was all right. Decent. At least it got the job done, for the most part. We knew our careers would always come first and the relationship second. It had worked for us. Until one day, it didn't. On our 8th anniversary, my world had flipped upside down. I'd found out I was pregnant. Not only was I expecting, but I was already 4 months along. Yes, you read that right. I had 5 months to prepare for the birth of a baby I swore I would never have. I'm sure that comment proves the cold-hearted bitch assumption everyone seemed to have about me. But hear me out. Landon and I had talked about this aspect of marriage. We were happy with our life the way it was. We had great careers. We made more than enough money. And I drove my Mercedes AMG G65. Hot, right? I was living my dream. Our dream. But I guess I was wrong. So, there I was at 31 years old and bam, knocked up. I honestly felt like I was being punked. No one had an oops baby in their 30s. By their husband, no less. That shit was for the young idiots who thought it would keep their boyfriends from leaving. I wasn't worried about Landon leaving me. So, I had absolutely no reason to accidentally forget to take my pill. Damn antibiotics and their evil birth control counteracting ways. I didn't make a big spectacle out of telling Landon. I didn't exactly tell him we were soon to be the proud parents of a bouncing baby. No, I kind of threw the pregnancy test at him as he walked in the door, and it hit him square in the nose. He was shocked and a little angry over being pegged in the head. But I distinctly remembered a glint of happiness in his eyes when he realized what I had just shared. He hit it well. But after nearly 10 years together, there wasn't much we could hide from each other. It wasn't like I was angry or even upset, although I can't say I was happy either, shocked more than anything. One minute I was cursing my monthly visitor and hoping dear Aunt Flo would take a fantastic fucking hike, and the next, I was slapped upside the head with swollen ankles and stretch marks. I mean, my doctor had just told me I was going to be a mother in 5 months. That's roughly 150 days. Not a lot of time to prepare. I'd hoped Landon would come home and share in the surprise, but that didn't happen. That was the turning point. When I looked back on where it went wrong, that was it. I realized at that moment, he didn't want the same things I did. Everything I thought was perfect, he didn't. We talked for over an hour about how things would change. I was career-minded, and he was as well. Neither one of us would have been content playing happy homemaker. It just wasn't in our DNA. Reluctantly, we decided we would both take 6 months off to bond with the baby, and from there on out, it would be the Nanny Express. Fast forward 4 months, things were a little strained between us. Mostly because I was a moody whorebag who was a solid 8 months pregnant and, in my mind, Landon couldn't do anything right. In my defense, I'm sure everyone would have agreed that Landon had lacked the ability to do anything right. Carrying on, my life had ratcheted up a few levels on the stress meter. My due date was a little under a month away, but we were scheduled for a cesarean in 2 weeks. Do the math. That was even more prep time I'd lost. But at 36 weeks, there wasn't an ounce of complaint coming from me. The doctor kept telling me she would be a big baby. Every time I thought about that, I thanked my lucky stars she was a breech, and the C-section was necessary. I definitely dodged a bullet there. Or so I thought, until I saw the angry red badge of courage that would forever mar my lower abdomen, making bikinis almost impossible. It made me question if it would have been better to have pushed the almost 10-pound bundle of slimy joy out of my vagina. Then I heard horror stories of women being ripped from front to back, essentially creating one hole out of two. After that, I stopped complaining about the bikini issue and became grateful that I had a scar instead of a vaginas. As hard as it would be to embark on new adventures with new flames, or those had died out years ago. With a permanent mark across my stomach the size of the U.S.-Canadian border, at least I didn't have to worry about explaining anything before getting busy in the sheets. But I digress. When we found out we were having a baby girl, I had no idea what I had gotten myself into. I was actually quite happy at that point to be having a daughter. Her room was so freaking cute, decorated in mostly black and white and hot pink with a Paris theme. The most stunning round crib stood center stage in the room with a canopy and all. It was posh, a beautiful room for a gorgeous baby girl. We won't talk about the mint I spent having it decorated. I'd given my notice to work, starting my maternity leave early in order to spend the next 2 weeks getting everything ready for our little girl's arrival. I think I brought every gorgeous outfit Palm Beach County had to offer, including the most adorable Burberry shoes, a brand new stock stroller, and the hottest Gucci diaper bag ever made. If I had to do the whole mom gig, it would be in style. We'd even had the car seat made to match the seats in my SUV because, yes, I'm that woman. 14 days later, I'd sat in the nursery, holding the most precious baby girl, my beautiful Charlotte Elizabeth. I couldn't have prepared myself for how much Charlie had flipped my world upside down in the best way possible. She became everything the moment I gazed into her dark blue eyes. I knew they wouldn't stay that midnight color before transitioning into the beautiful brown she had today, but at that moment, they were perfect, and everything had just fallen into place. She was who I was meant to live for. Landon and I hadn't spent much time together after the baby was born. We barely spoke. 6 weeks without sex turned into 6 months, but we both seemed to focus on Charlie, and everything else seemed trivial. It took less time for us to drift apart than it had to bring our daughter into the world. Before I knew it, over 8 years had gone by, and so had our marriage. We had started off amicably enough, quickly morphed into the fight of the century. It could have rivaled the War of the Roses by the time it was over. Honestly, I was surprised either of us had survived after braving that battlefield. After all that, it had taken me years to garner the courage to step back into the dating pool. It had taken Landon approximately 30 seconds, but that's neither here nor there. Even though I'd been seen as an insensitive bitch, I refused to have anyone believe I was weak or dependent on a man. So once I finally did decide to dip my toes into the sea of men, I'd kept it from everyone. It became my little secret. And now it was time to tell Dana, my best friend, everything. "Say that again?" Her eyes went wide, almost daring me to repeat myself. I tried to wave her off, but that only seemed to aggravate her more. "Cameron James, are you kidding me? I have been on your ass for a year now to get out there and date, and you've brushed me off every single time. You've told me you weren't ready, that it would be too hard for Charlie, that you wanted to be single for a little while longer. And now you're saying you've been at it for a year and didn't tell me? A year, Cam?" She literally pointed her finger in my face as she scolded me. "I knew you'd meddle and want to fix me up with your neighbor's son, your Zumba instructor, your friend's daughter, soccer coach, or any guy under the age of 18 that you passed on the street. There's always someone you want me to meet, and that I wasn't ready for. I wanted to test out the waters by myself first. And to be honest, when it all started, I had no idea where it would take me. I didn't want to hurt her feelings, so I kept my voice low and soft. "What's that supposed to mean?" she shot back in an accusatory tone. I swallowed my coffee and got comfortable in the seating area of Starbucks. I didn't plan it this way, but somehow I ended up cycling through all my old flames, revisiting faces from the past. "Oh." A sly grin formed on her lips, her fingers tapping on her chin. "So what you're telling me is your past beaux have become your current O's." I couldn't help but laugh at her. Something like that. "And now you're ready to confess? Why not just pretend like it never happened? You know, spare me the heartache of knowing you'd kept it from me." This was it, the moment of truth. I set my purse on my lap, reached into the small pocket on the inside, and pulled out the biggest secret I'd ever hidden from her. I didn't even get the gold band over my knuckle before her eyes went wide, and a gasp escaped her lips. And as soon as she saw the brilliant diamond, she'd quit breathing. "Please tell me this is a joke," she begged with her eyes locked on mine. "Nope. Trust me, it was as much of a surprise to me as it is to you. Like I said, I had no idea where this wild ride would have taken me. And here I am." "Well, who is it? Who are you marrying?" I hesitated for a moment before saying, "It's not that simple. You can't possibly understand how I got to this point." I held up my left hand and gestured to the diamond ring, without knowing the whole story. "Then tell me already. Spill it. All of it. Give me every nasty detail if you have to. Just get on with it, so you can tell me who you're marrying." She leaned back in her chair, settling in for the long haul. I knew she'd do this, and it was exactly what I was afraid of. But I couldn't back out now. She was my best friend, and in truth, I'd kept her completely in the dark for the entire year my light switch got flicked. I'm not sure I can tell you in order. "Good. I don't want a grocery list, Cam. Now, get on with it." I rolled my eyes and began to spill the details of my post-divorce dating experience. "I, Cameron Lee James, do hereby bestow the stories of how my exes became O's, and then ultimately, no's.